got slipped. And we're back from recess. First order of business would be prioritization matrix update. Travis Heyer.
I'm Travis with HDR. The Transportation Advisory Board, we presented this to them a couple weeks ago. This is the prioritization matrix we've been working on. And they asked us to present it to you guys, just kind of give you an update. We don't have the final rankings yet. We're still waiting on a little bit of information, but the process is basically set up, so we're going to kind of go through it with you real quick. And this that's on the screen is the same printout as what I just gave you guys.
Okay.
But this one sheet, we'll have one sheet like this for each project. Up on the left-hand side there, we got the description of the project, picture of it, you know, kind of some basic data about it. And then we get into the different categories that we have all these rankings for, and this basically matches what MoDOT's ranking system looks like. I don't know how much detail you want me to get into on these, but
so you're how many projects did we hire you guys for?
41.
41 of these.
Yeah.
So and what's the timeline for you to get out 41?
We're hoping to have this done at their next meeting in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We're real close. I mean, we have this. That's what these tabs on the bottom of the screen. That's each one of the 41 projects.
Okay.
There's a couple pieces of data we're still waiting on, basically to finish it up. But it's all set up to complete the project now. But what we're going to end up, the final product, what we'll give you is basically this spreadsheet. Have all 41 of these pages. There's a page or tab at the very end that I think we call it lookup data, where everything in this is automated, basically. Like up in this the functional right up here,
yeah,
that's a pull-down menu.
Okay.
So you pick that. You know, there's we'll have certain color codes for the info you need to put in to where you'll be able to create additional pages like this pretty easily. And everything will be in this spreadsheet. It'll automatically look up the information you need.
This matrix has got a lot of people's attention, I can tell you that. I don't know if you had much discussion, but people are anxious to see about this matrix. Would it be, guys, would you be open to putting this on the website or on a road and bridge or something so that people can review the matrix? But, I mean, I'm hearing people saying they want to know what the prioritization of the roads based off what our advisory board's doing.
Well, this page, I gave you a printout of this too, but basically what we've done, and I'll kind of get to what you were just talking about, Jim, but
okay.
We broke all the projects into four ranges, because it didn't really make sense to have one list when you're talking about an interchange versus street signs. But, and then these are all the categories they're weighted on, and so they vary a little bit based on the size of the project. And the red ones are ones we've changed since the transportation meeting, but we'll change all those back to black for the final product. But this is kind of the important page, I guess, as far as what all those other spreadsheets are set up for. Then you click on the analysis one down there. That's basically going to be your final matrix. So we kind of talked about that at the last transportation meeting as to what, how much you want to release to the public, I guess. This, you know, you look at this, it's just kind of...
It's an eye chart.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to look at, but I mean, well, we can condense all this into one final list, and we had talked about color coding based on what's been done, and we'll have a table for that. And
Jim, here's where I'm at on that, what you said there a while ago. I think that we need a top 10. We've got all the stuff that you guys have put together. We need a top 10 as those are filled out, and we do the top 10. There's a budget situation that's going to allow us to proceed with, just kind of like we visited about our taking in our roads.
Mm-hmm.
Cost factor is going to be a big part of how we prioritize. We can see the top 10 needs, but there may be only one or two projects out of the top 10 that could get done, but we might drop down to 14 or 15, and it might be an intersection or something that we could get done with the extra money that we would have that year where you couldn't even get started on one of your top 10s with the money that's available.
Right.
Is that kind of the way you guys figured it too, or did you do any, you did it on safety and And what I see here, but I don't see anything as far as dollars.
Well, that's what this, if you go back to the weights, those four categories, the way we've kind of broken those up, because we're not actually coming up with cost estimates on these, because we don't necessarily know what's going to be done construction-wise. But like the regional column, that's tens of 20s of millions of dollars. Most of those were the interchanges associated with the racetrack type projects. Small, we're looking, you know, $100,000 to $200,000 range. Medium, say half a million. Large, probably a million and up. So they'll be somewhat ranked on value, but there's not going to be a construction cost necessarily assigned to each one. But that's how they will be ranked, is by dollar ranges.
One of the other things, and several of you are aware of this, but MoDOT then takes this point system, and that's the one thing I'd just be a little worried about, the website. If you just put them up and you receive a high number of points, but then MoDOT's next step for this is you get a red, yellow, a green, yellow, or red. High is green, yellow is medium, and red is low. You prioritize these, and that's where you get at this kind of stuff. That you say, look, we'd like you guys to come up with, traditionally we have $2 million worth of projects annually that we could do. And what you do with that is you take and you say, maybe a small project, but it's in a school safety zone, so it's everything else. As you talk that over, and for $30,000, you could put a flashing light in, or something that's easily, and that becomes a high priority. And so it gets a green rating, and so, and you target, say, 10 greens, the bulk of these are yellows and maybe some reds, and maybe those large interchanges are reds. But at some particular point in time, if you get a contractor's match that says, look, we'll put up, we'll forward fund this, if you would budget the cost of carry for the interest on the money, we might be able to get into this for a couple of $100,000 a year for a $3 or $4 million or $5 million intersection or something like that. It moves its way up to be a green and becomes a high priority. So once this, at least in my estimation, once this step is completed, then the Transportation Advisory Board can take that information and make recommendations to you guys about taking this information based on this. We can go from there. The other thing that can happen with something like this is because it's so similar to the format of MoDOT, when they have their annual prioritization and the regional transportation stuff, the TAC.
You can take it to them.
We can nominate projects, and they say, well, how does that stack up? And we can provide them this stuff. They will recognize all of that stuff. Our system will fit right in with them. And it's, at least for my personal, as a District 1 representative on the advisory board, this actually exceeded my expectations. I did not think we were going to get this good project or this good product out of what we've done to this point.
Good.
So when we come to the table at these other forums, backed up with this kind of information, we'll compete very well for getting our projects moved along.
That's what we need.
Years ahead of some of these other counties.
Good.
The purpose was for having this put together. Good. So I'm tickled with it.
Travis, it all kind of looks confusing, but what I wanted to point out is this is a little box.
Travis, right, before you go on, sure, would you two gentlemen join us up here just so that future comments will be heard and recorded? Thank you. Sorry.
And I think it's on the
first. It's on, it's 74.8.
It's still getting updated, but that's basically your final form. So we can give you a list at the end that just has that number, so it's not near as confusing to look at. But what I wanted to point out, too, is each one of these categories, you know, they have different parts to them, but each one of them at the end has local factors, what we call it. That's basically an opinion. I mean, when you sit down and look at these projects, this whole thing is probably going to need to be updated by you guys and staff at some point. Because we're putting in what we think, but you can go in and say, you know, there's certain projects that we all know, whether the numbers show it or not, are important to the people. So you may go in and adjust these, and there's some opinion that can go into each one of these categories, basically.
My comment toward the website, I would like to put something on the website that shows what we got for the money. Okay, now, we don't need to give them an eye chart. We don't need to give them information that would be used against us. But the red, you know, MoDOT's formula or methodology of putting the different colors, that's fine. I just would like to provide something so that people can say, can see what we've been working on and what we've invested in. Because like you said, Rick, this is a good product. I mean, this is a very good product here.
Well, I mean, we can easily create a PDF of every one of these and have all 41 projects on there if you want.
I just want for us to think about that.
That's way too far out there.
Yeah, I mean, I just want you to think about it. I'm not looking for it today or tomorrow.
Because number 41, his question is,
how do I get it up there?
How come I'm not up in?
Well, and what we kind of discussed at the last board meeting was create kind of a table of that analysis that I showed you that only not list the points for every one of these categories, so it's not so hard to look at, but then also have a section towards the bottom of the projects outside of that top 41 that, as others get done, might get bumped up and kind of have a public input, I guess, as to what other projects they want to see on there.
Now, will this data you're providing help us get any additional grants or loans?
It won't hurt. I mean, it'll help to have a ranking system like this so you can say, look, it's on our master plan, basically.
I mean,
we've been looking at this.
I mean, occasionally we have grant writers saying we'll work for administrative fees if we can go get a grant. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, we could have them, and we could use this as a resource for them, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is just a huge step forward for the planning horizons and for the planning portion of the county's transportation system. Now, the challenge for this is to maintain it. Mm-hmm. It's here, and as you all are aware, from time to time, whether it's the county, whether it's the cities, but the political subdivisions come up with good products. But as the generation that came up with it moves along, those products start to get on the shelf and get done away with. If this system can get institutionalized and continue to flow right along with the state's ranking systems, that's going to be the next challenge on the table, is that this thing is continue to be maintained. And I would hope that the Transportation Advisory Board will be budgeted a certain amount of money in the county budget each year for the maintenance and update of this so that it stays current. Because projects are going to be constructed, and they're going to go off the list, and new ones are going to need to be put on the list. And even though we have the ability to take this product and now enter in the data and all that stuff, it's, again, I don't know how much County Road and Bridge is going to have the administrative capability to continue to do this, where it may be such a thing that we want to take a look and ask for a professional proposal annually based on our budget to keep this thing current. So,
I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, but I, again, it exceeds what my personal expectations were before we started this, and so I think it'll posture us very well. And as far as answering questions for county residents, certainly I would think that anybody that would like to speak in some detail to this, the Transportation Advisory Board has always had a visitor section and willing to take public input, or they can certainly contact their district representative that sit on the board, as many have done, and get their input put in. But as far as what Commissioner Strahan is saying here, he's exactly right. If your project is down farther than you think it is, if you're not familiar with this system, you're going to say, well, you know, this is an important project. Why is it not up higher? So we'd be happy to speak with people about that.
Okay.
We have top 10 in state. You wouldn't have to have 10, but do you have, like, anything that would be a partnership with MoDOT as a top 5 priority, anything that had to do with the county's road system would have 5 of those that would be of a top priority, or would you want to do, like, 2 with the state and 8 with the county, or how would you do that so that your road and bridge tax dollars that are paid out are shown to be of best use for the citizen. Because when we go to talking about trying to share with MoDOT, it has to be a cost-sharing deal, and this may play out 3 years down the line, or it may be of value right now for 10 years down the line. You understand what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Well, something also to take into consideration, and that's at the bottom of Mount Branson, that intersection that goes down to Kennecuck, that would be a cost-sharing situation right there with MoDOT, would be that intersection. And I honestly think that that would be a good project right there once we get T Highway completed, so that they can link that particular intersection all the way up to T Highway as far as three lanes.
Here may be, get at what you're talking about there is, we can take this stuff to that particular meeting, and as MoDOT, we see what's on their list that's available, we can say this is the highest ranking one in the county's priorities that's on their list. Now, we have higher ones in the county priorities, but they're not on the MoDOT list because they're not a partnership with MoDOT. They may be a partnership with Hollister in the county or something like that. But it, we'll easily see out of the MoDOT things that come on their list that says, okay, these are within striking distance. Which ones do you want? And we say, well, on the county matrix, this is the highest one, so that's the one we'd like to start with. But again, we've got to consider some of those that may be out of reach because the cost share match may be, well, in the Hollister case for the interchange, it was $6.5 million between Hollister and the county. That's how much, or $9 million between Hollister and the county. That's what it was. And so maybe that'd be out of reach. So we'd have to say, well, this one isn't the highest priority right now. But this will give us, be able to fit us right into the state matrix by saying it's pretty, on that larger one that Travis said, we can take that one, highlight the ones that show up on the state decision matrix and say, here's how they stack up with us, 1, 2, 3. So we can just put that input right
pass that it. On, and then, yep. Like I said, if it doesn't make it this year, it may make it 3 years from now, or it may make it 5 years from now, but at least it's there. The information is there, and I think that's kind of what you're wanting to get out there to the public, Jim.
Yeah.
I don't want to put too much out there because no. I don't want the complaints that, look, I've got this little intersection over here where there's been an accident, and I want something done about it versus something that's with MoDOT, and that's the reason I wanted to keep it kind of separated.
When we get those kinds of discussions, it's pretty easy to run one of those through this formula because we'll have the formula. We can run one of those through and say, well, here's where you stacked up, and it's pretty easy to see. That, and certainly, who knows, maybe some public input will identify something that the directors haven't identified. It's possible.
Yeah.
So I think that's a possibility.
Something to also take into consideration that with the consolidation of districts in the state with MoDOT, we are now competing with other districts. And our projects that we had lined out on TAC to spend the least amount of money, pull priorities over big projects, is right the opposite now. I mean, it went into a reverse. And in order for us to compete with Kansas City and St. Louis, we've got to have big projects in order to pull prioritization and compete and get that for that extra dollar. So this is something that has done a flip-flop on us, but we're handling it.
Well, things that we've already got in the engineering process, such as the widening of the highway through Forsyth, the east-west corridor, things that already have a basic layout for that are major projects that might not even be on your priority list here, but that could enter into the federal funding phase of those things, Tiger grants, whatever. Those should be just kept right on reapplied and let them turn them down. At least they're there, you know.
One of the questions for MoDOT funding generally is whether or not you're on MoDOT's matrix. And I'll use the St. James Street and Business 65 intersection in Hollister because I'm familiar with that. It was a low priority. And everybody said, well, why would you not want that to move up through the system? Well, because it was already into the going forward with funding. The only question is it on the matrix? And if you say yes, they just check that box off. It doesn't say, is it a high priority on the matrix? They just say it on the matrix. So even if we can get our projects onto this, because, I mean, before, and many of you have sat at those tables, they say, why do you believe this? And you say, well, because we've talked about it and we think this is it. We can't say it. Here's why we believe it. Here's a well-delineated series of priorities and well thought through. And this is why we believe this. Before, it was just kind of a feeling that we had. We said, well, we talked it over and this is what we agreed on. This is a whole different, brings us to a whole different negotiation.
I like this.
Posture.
Yeah.
And I think should be, I will be surprised if it isn't seen countywide as real progress. Mm-hmm. As really what people expected to happen. And it's happening, meeting their expectations or exceeding their expectations. Also, too, I would just say in conjunction with this, we're still looking for a District 2 member on the board. So that would be good if we could get that, because we need that input. And to tell everybody that has interest in transportation that not only is the advisory board looking at road transportation, but they're also spending some time on rail service to our area. And I think that railroad integration with air is in the mix too. So I think the Transportation Advisory Board is doing what it was originally commissioned to do.
Good.
Back to your question, Jim. Do you want to wait till they get us like 10 projects before we do something like that?
Oh yeah. No. I mean, yeah. Let's go through the process. I'm curious to see how it all ranks out. Because you'll have a summary sheet, correct?
Yeah. I mean, I think what the plan is hopefully in a couple of weeks we have this all done. We'll have that analysis sheet that has everything on it, and then we kind of got the same comments from the board. I'll probably go through and just try to make a simplified final ranking list, mm-hmm. give that to you, and then, I mean, once these pages, the 41 of these are populated, we can make you summary sheets however you want. No big deal, so.
Well, I like the progress.
Should be a pretty neat system, I think.
Mm-hmm. I guess the question that Rick brought up is, what would it cost to maintain this thing next year?
I mean, it depends on, you know, if you get 10 of these done, you want to put 10 new projects on, that's a little more work than if it's just updating traffic numbers on here. And it depends when you say maintain it. Do you just want to add and subtract new projects, or do you want to go through, update traffic numbers and crash data every year? Then you're basically updating every project every year. So
I think on the top 10 of your priority list, that unless there was a crash data, all those kind of things that have to be updated so you could make a fair judgment on what you were trying to do here.
Well, a lot of the crash data we got from MoDOT, they're, like on this one specifically, I think it was back in 2007, so you won't even have updated data here.
Yeah,
but, I mean, it wouldn't be a huge deal to go through it every year and update what you can. And that's, we've tried to make it as user-friendly as possible with pull-downs, and like I said, there's a tab on the bottom that has all the tables to where you'll be able to go in there and look at this and see where we pulled this information. It's not just the engineer suck it in there. So,
on the crash, the safety, the whole safety, it weighs at 30%, which is, if I'm looking at this, it's the highest weighted category,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
Would it be any, I mean, looking at this, and you're saying the safety, the crash rate data is only from 07. Is there a way you can date that so we know that? Because let's say there's a project that's 11th, but the crash date is 6 years old or 5 years old. I mean, does that take into consideration here at all? Or how do you?
It's in here. I mean, the notes.
I guess I see that now.
From, but it, you've got pressure. And if you notice, which this board actually pointed this out too, the average annual traffic on this daily traffic is 10,300. But down here in the safety, we have it at 8,000.
I see.
Back in 07, it was at 8,000. So this is up to date from traffic data. This is old data. The crash data was based on that traffic data. So we.
Yeah. In situations like that where it is old data or there's special notes, I mean, we've tried to keep that in there, but.
Okay.
I think if we were going to go out and really put a press on a large project, a multi-million dollar project, we would try and ask the Highway Patrol to go in and give us just raw data. We would actually compile some of those key factors to make sure that we were as current as we could get.
Okay.
And also, in 2 weeks' time, we would probably be able to come with, to you with a dollar figure as to how much to put in the budget for next year to maintain this update.
I think maintain is key.
Yeah. We made a pretty large investment to get here in time and treasure, so we just need to not let it go
right
to pieces. And I think if it stays current, it'll stay relevant. If it loses its currency, and for your staff or any of our staffs to be able to think that we can maintain this, I don't think that's realistic.
It's a good tool.
A professional bid on that would be well worth it.
And we have staff members. Has Randy sat in on your meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. What else, Travis?
Is there anyone else that needs to sit in on your meetings from Road and Bridge that would be someone that we would have, like, maybe specialize in updates? Because Randy's, you know, his retirement age and whether we've had 50, whether we had 80 and out or whatever, if he would happen to leave, we would like to have someone that was familiar with everything that was going on here to carry on. Is there anybody else that we need to put into that phase? That's a discussion for us, but I'm just wondering if there's somebody else that would be good for us to be looking at too.
We probably just talk to Randy, but I think it'd be good to our guys can sit and listen if nothing else. We'll rotate them around. Maybe have Randy and Stottle them one time and then yeah, we just rotate them around. So,
who would be your next eligible individual to replace him if something happens?
Well, we wouldn't even know that as Randy serves as interim now. But what I'm saying is we've got Huff, we've got Stottle, we've got different ones. But I was wanting to assign somebody just strictly for educational purposes that would understand it. You know, to appear at the meetings with Randy, and Randy can explain it, but it's something that would be of value to us in the future. Somebody that shared you guys the knowledge that you guys have put all into this in your meetings is very valuable. I mean, to whoever's going to be working on this in the future, and they'd be working with what Travis has put together, I think it's dollars well spent myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, between the three of you and Randy, you could probably come up with a group of individuals that would benefit from it. So,
I would speak just to, again, this is just one director, but if one of you three could come to those meetings once every 3 months, if you got in a rotation once a quarter. Each of you would be there once a quarter, but there's never a meeting that doesn't have questions for the county commission, and then that just has to go to Randy, that has to go to you, that has to go back to us. Or if in fact you had just the not a vote of the commission, but the gut feeling of where the members of the bench would sit on something like that, that would speed things up a little bit too. Right. So for whatever that's worth, if you guys would consider that, I think that would be. And MoDOT has been very good. The area engineer, Beth Schauer, has been very good about coming to those, and from time to time, other people in leadership at MoDOT have been attending those, and there's been some community members. There's a broad cross-section of engineers and professionals in transportation. Dan Watts from the TAC has been a regular at the meeting, so they are well attended.
Good.
And so
Greg,
again,
do you have anybody that's attending those meetings from the district that we need somebody that fits the qualifications? No.
No.
We've put it in the paper twice, is what we've done. And we've
Travis, are you?
Say, I'm from that district.
You're here from there? No, you got a conflict of interest.
It is Kirkville district. So.
And
all kids are number one.
For some of us, those districts are unique enough. It is. I don't have contact with those folks, so I don't know many of them. Now, on the far Kirkville end, is District 2 is there, and I might know somebody's in those areas, but aside from that, that's. And District 2, I don't know if it's the largest geographic district, but it's either the largest or the second
it's
largest.
Big.
It's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's geographically, big. But Pro Tem, Reuter, all that area clear out there, and then it goes clear to Kirbyville, so you can see the size of the day.
Yeah.
So and Randy and his staff are knowledgeable. They just need a representative.
Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody. I may call him. I know of somebody.
It would be helpful, too, not imperative, but it's helpful. A lot of this stuff happens on email and happens, that kind of stuff, and sometimes we don't always get folks that are computer literate, so it's just a little more difficult to communicate with them and find out their views and things like that. But if you have somebody that's able to be communicated with, that's good.
That's all the questions I have.
Travis, where are we at with billing and progress and all of that stuff? Where's that at? The billing is what I'm after, right?
Yeah, that's what I can even tell you.
That was a bad move for you, Travis. That would have been your chance to say.
We've been waiting for weeks. Can you get me a check today?
Okay, Travis. Let me help you here. How's Travis? What do we need to do to ensure that Travis is... bills get paid. What do we
obviously get it to Nikki, because Nikki will cut it correctly from the right department. So.
Okay, Travis.
I know they had asked me at one time where the bills went, and I said your guys' office, so I'm sure they'll go to the right place whenever they're sent, but I don't know what the status is on that.
And you're anticipating billing, or you don't know the answer to when bills come either?
We typically would bill monthly. I'm kind of surprised, to be honest with you, you guys haven't seen a bill already, but... I honestly don't know if they're waiting until this is completed or if they've been billing as we win or what, but I'll check on that.
Well, certainly I would be a little reluctant to pay until we had a product, but, I mean, you're at what percent? You're at 90% done?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think there's just a couple, and I don't remember what they were. There's something on the crash data I think we were waiting on that once we get that, it's pretty well finished.
Okay.
And it'll be pretty entered up for presentation purposes, but it's...
In other words,
it's all there.
Maybe you guys know more about. I should know, but I don't. The front money that we did on the signal lights at F and 65. You remember that?
65.
Yes, I know about that.
That's before.
There was a cost share program on F and 65 near. Tri Lakes Ford and the stuff there.
I just wonder if that's the way things get lost or just gets lost in my mind is whether we were paid for that cost share part.
Who was going to reimburse you?
MoDOT was.
Okay, well, I don't know the answer to that, but I do know your participation advanced that like
three to five years
in the matrix. So that was
matrix,
a really
so that's
good
something
move.
We need to check on, and we might have Nikki or whoever, someone from MoDOT to check on that because we
have Nikki to start because there's been a little change in MoDOT, so who knows?
Well, if a call to Beth Schaller's office and ask her to follow up on where you're at with that,
I just accomplished. Bring it to you while I thought of it, but it was a pretty significant cost that we.
What dollar amount do you remember?
I'm thinking 150 or something like that, thousand or 200,000 or something.
And y'all have paid that up front.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
how long ago?
Well, it's been a couple of years, hasn't it?
Before nine. Before me.
Excuse me. It was before me.
Maybe it's 3 years ago.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I don't remember any conversation regarding those lights since I've been in office. And you're talking about the intersection you're talking about.
Sure got your money then.
So it's probably 5 years, maybe 08.
What happened was they got on the matrix, but they were in the out years. They were clear up in 14 and 15 and stuff. So the county said, look, we'll advance that money if you'll pay us back. And they said, sure.
And that was where the crash data and all that came into play on that particular intersection. And we said, look, we have Branson High School students going through there, and we fronted the money for it.
Danny brought it up. It's your deal. It's your task.
Delegate Danny.
I'll second the motion.
Hey, look, I was just good to bring it up.
All those in favor?
No good deed goes unpunished.
I got it down.
I got it down. We got it recorded. Yeah, so Danny took that one.
Thanks a lot.
No, thank you. Looks good.
Good.
I'm looking forward to when you get the final one, will you schedule another meeting?
Which I may, whenever we present it to the Transportation Board, I may just let you guys know too, if you want to come to that or if you want us to do it separate, either way. It's always, they're always on Monday afternoon, so it'd probably work into your
schedules anyway. That'd be good.
Fourth Monday, I can get you the date if you'd like.
I hate to say it like this, but Monday afternoons is the worst time that we could possibly have for us, because there's times that we don't leave here till 5:30 to 6 o'clock on Mondays, because we get tied up with our attorneys come on Monday afternoon.
4:00 or 6:25 last Monday, by the way.
I saw it when I approved those minutes.
Excuse for your attorneys to get out of there at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
You guys have another meeting.
Yeah. All right. Well, what else we got on the agenda, Ron?
We have several things. Waive penalties and interest. General discussion.
Do we need to
thank you so
Sheila
much for coming over.
Sheila, James, and Donna.
I'm going to get me a water.
Could we stand in recess for, say, 5 minutes?
Sure.